everyone. Welcome to What I Listened To This Week. We're back for the first time in 2024. It's me, Melanie, Eric, and Sergio. Hey, guys.
Hey.
We're down one today. Allison couldn't make it, but hopefully she'll be here for, or a fourth, or somebody will be here for the next episode. But we are eager to get back into the studio, so we decided to record anyway. So we are recording this in January, so we thought maybe today's icebreaker could be a little bit of a New Year's resolution for music, or what are your plans? Do you have anything booked already, any tickets already purchased for 2024 that you're kind of looking forward to or that you're already planning to go to? I'll throw it over to Eric first.
This year, I intend to go to the Greeley Blues Festival, which I've managed to miss for like all of my life.
So when is it?
It's usually late spring.
Okay.
So March, April in that realm. But it's usually pretty big and pretty good. And I've got some friends who are going. So
nice.
I think I'm going to go with
Greeley, Colorado?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they did one.
Yeah, it's big. It lasts the entire weekend.
Yeah. Cool. Do you know if there's anybody like headlining that you're looking forward to? Or
no, I think it's going to be It's primarily local blues
local
bands.
Local blues, yeah.
But one of the things I did over the last 5 or 6 months was get back into blues dancing. So I want to do that. Do some more of that. So. That's what I'm going
to
do.
What is blues dancing like? Yeah, I mean, obviously, you don't have to demonstrate it here, but like
demonstrate. Show us moves.
I've never heard of this. This is new to me.
Look on YouTube.
Look
for Adamo and Biggie.
Okay.
And they can show you what it's like. But it's a lot of fun. And so plan to do some of that.
That's really neat. Is it, how many days is it?
I think it starts on Friday, ends on Sunday.
Hmm. Okay. Wow. So that's like pretty decent.
Yeah.
That's really exciting. I might want to check that out. An excuse to go up to Greeley.
Yeah, because you have to have a reason to go to Greeley.
Yeah. I mean, from where we are, yeah. It's a haul.
Pay tickets, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds great, though.
It does sound fun, actually.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right, Sergio, what do you have planned for this year?
I don't have any plans. I thought about getting tickets to that satanic doo-wop band because they're coming to Denver.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I have not yet bought tickets. My thing was going to be acquire more vinyl.
Mm.
Since getting a record player as a wedding gift, we've been buying more vinyl being gifted vinyl. And it's definitely nice just like owning music instead of not owning it through Spotify. Mm-hmm. I feel like I appreciate and listen to music more carefully when it's playing on vinyl. So I think that's a goal of mine this year.
Yeah, I like that. And Longmont has another new record store.
What?
That opened on Main Street. So we've got more places to buy. To buy vinyl, it's like a thing.
Cool.
There is something nice about having like tangible media to play and not just a button on a phone or whatever. I mean, I still have big booklets of CDs, but like have no way. I guess I have a CD player in the car that maybe works, but like I don't have a CD player like in the house, so. Yeah, but vinyl is nice. You gotta.
You'd be surprised at the variety of CD players you can get at local thrift shops.
Mm. Oh, that makes sense. That's a good point. Yeah. Maybe I'll have to look into that so I can listen to all my angsty music in high school. I have a lot of angst on vinyl.
We'll gift you some CDs.
Yeah, I did get some vinyl for Christmas, actually, but I haven't really gone through it yet. But yeah, no, that's a good goal. I like that.
What's your goal?
I would like to, I mean, this is sort of a continuation of the goal from last year, but just try to try to take the opportunity to see as much live music as I can. I think sometimes it doesn't always have to be like, oh, I have to go to a Red Rock show or whatever, something big. Right? I think just trying to seek it out in whatever venue that I'm at, or even if it's just seeing a bunch of local music at local places, I think that's fine. But just trying to consume it as much as I can. I do have tickets for Jose Gonzalez in April. He's playing in Denver. I can't remember which venue in Denver, but he's playing in Denver. I did look at some Red Rocks tickets for the summer, but man, they're outrageous sometimes. So it would be nice to be able to go to it. I didn't go to any last year, so it would be nice to go to one this year. But I mean, I'm not going to try to force it to happen if it's, you know, outrageously priced. But yeah, just try to consume as much local music as I can. Try to go to more, you know, festivals in the, like maybe the Greeley Blues Festival. Like we did Folk at Max. I did Folk at Max last year. That was the first time I did that. And that's a lot of fun. So, you know, keeping stuff like that and trying to see more local music. Yeah. All right. Cool. Let's get into the music.
Let's do it. all right. The first song on the list for 2024 is Portuguese, Samba de Uma Nota Só by Stan Getz and Charlie Bird.
Wow.
Yeah, this is me. So I know Eric's going to know this one. Sergio might even know this one.
I do.
Of course you do. I mean, it's Grammy award winning.
It's wonderful.
It's so good. So I was saying before we started recording that I feel like this week was a week of music rediscovery more than it was a week of music discovery. And that I for whatever reason in my listening, just like old stuff that I haven't listened to in a really long time, just kept like coming across my headphones. And this one, like, I hadn't heard it in, like, I hadn't heard this version in so long. And I was just like, man, it's so good. And I think you just kind of, I don't know, you don't listen to it for a long time. And it's not that you forget, but you're just like, oh, man, reminded about how good it is. So anyway, we can talk more about it later, but that's the
intro. All right. Here's the song. Thank you.
Yay.
Woo. That was so good.
It's so good, right? Yeah. So I heard this, and I think, again, you know, it's something I hadn't listened to in a long time. So it translates to one-note samba, in case folks need that. And it's one of these songs where it's like, as somebody who used to play music a lot, it's like one of the first ones that you learn in like jazz combo and stuff. So I think that it's very familiar, but it's just every now and again you hear like the like one of the classic versions of it, and you're reminded why it's such a great song. I really like this version because I like the sort of play back and forth between Getz and Birdwood, so saxophone and guitar, and I just like that sort of relationship that they have throughout the whole song. I think it's so interesting. And I think there's also just something about, I mean, the song in general is just, it's great because I just love how you've got that like driving, like melody and rhythm throughout the entire song. And it's like, you can kind of picture it as like, it's this like level, like one note. And then there's all this other stuff kind of going around it, but it all kind of comes back to the same thing, and it's, you can kind of like visualize it a little bit. But yeah, and it's just, I mean, it's one of those ones too where it's like your foot's tapping, you're sort of thinking about dancing. I was also in Chicago last week where it was like negative 100 degrees and I heard this song and I was like, there are places that are warm. It's not here, but there's somewhere out there that's warm. So I think that was also part of it too. It's like kind of like I was in this like very cold and gray place, and then you hear this song and you can think of like sunnier places and times. But yeah, I don't know. I should probably let you guys talk now.
I've never heard this song before, actually. I really enjoyed it. One thing I was actually noticing when I was, because I could see the levels on here, and I could see that like it was... you know, certain instruments would come in on the left channel, some would come on the right channel, and I feel like it made it more immersive, or like it felt like I was like right there, like watching them live. And I liked the way they went back and forth, and it was, yeah, very chill. Reminded me of like drinking pina coladas and I don't know.
Caipirinhas, probably.
Caipirinhas in Brazil.
Yeah.
It, for me, it was Stan Getz is the guy, or the jazz musician who brought primarily Antonio Carlos Jobim music to the United States. He, you know, did The Girl from Ipanema and and all the songs. The Brazilian canon is what it's considered. And man, I wish I'd had a chance to see Stan Getz, because he's always been one of my favorites. And his, just the pureness of the tone that he gets is remarkable. Although, to me, he sounds a little bit like Paul Desmond, who's another classic jazz saxophonist. But yeah, so good. Just perfect song.
Yeah. And I think, I actually don't tend to, like when I'm listening to jazz, like I tend to shy away from saxophone heavy music for some reason. It just, if it's like too much, I don't know, it turns me off. But like Stan Getz is like the exception, right?
Listen to some Paul Desmond.
Yeah, I have before. I don't know him as well as Stan Getz, I don't think. But I do know of him. But yeah, I do think about that when I listen to this, because I'm like, oh, it is a saxophone that I like. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I have some trauma there or something. I don't know. Yeah. And so this version was recorded in, or was released in 62 or 63. I can't remember. But that album, the like Jazz Master Bossa Nova, whatever album, I think is what it's called. I think, but yeah, won a Grammy. So this is definitely, and I think this song, I think I was like reading about it today, and I saw it was, it made like the Billboard top 200 or something in 1963 or 62. But yeah, anyway, I also love the ending too. That's one of my favorite parts of the song, even though it's sad because it's over, but it's I just love it.
For a song that was that was 6 minutes long, it didn't feel 6 minutes long. Yeah. I feel like just keep listening to it.
Right. I almost didn't bring it because I was oh, this is kind of on the long side. But then I listened to it again and I was oh yeah, it doesn't feel. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't feel like it. Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Yay.
The next song for the evening is Evan Finds the Third Room by Kurangbin.
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 Yeah.
Kurangbin. I don't know how to
I had to look it up. I know their music. I didn't know how to pronounce the name.
Do you want to say anything before we listen to it? Or?
Texas band, trio, electric. Discovered them listening to Leon Bridges, who's another really good guy.
Mm. All right. Here we go.
Cool.
Thank you.
Krungabin is Thai for airplane.
Oh.
So just something you probably needed to know.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions. Okay.
And their music incorporates elements of Thai funk from the 60s and 70s, Iranian music, and you can hear the groove. You can hear George Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an interesting mixture of music. And there are groups that they have a lot of output, and I've been listening to them lately. And they worked with Leon Bridges on albums called Texas Sun and Texas Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love Leon Bridges. So
that's really interesting. I don't know much about Thai funk.
I never knew there was Thai funk.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you know if there's any, like, key attributes that, you know, define it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to have to look this up. This is really interesting. I loved the layering of it. I think that, I mean, there was definitely, like, obviously sort of towards the latter half of the song when they have the sort of the speaking part with the phone options, I'm sure we've all heard and, like, wanted to throw our phones against the wall when we hear it. But it was just, it's kind of cool how it had those layers that sort of stayed consistent throughout. And then, like, the guitar is just, like, doing its thing over here while everything else is kind of, like, maintaining that bass, very similar to One Note Samba. Just bringing it all together. But yeah, I love, I mean, it, the beat and the bass line in it. It's great.
And the lyrics, so simple.
Super simple.
This is a third room, jump in the water.
Right? Yeah. It reminds me, I wish I could remember the name of the group, but there's this other group that it reminds me of, and I'll have to look it up and send it to you. But they have, like, it's a similar sort of funk feeling, and then they've just got, like, the same two lines over and over again in the song. And it's about going to the pool. but it reminds me of this. It's not quite as funky. It doesn't quite have the same funk feel, but similar. But yeah, I liked the kind of the driving beat. And I thought there was I think right before the point where they started the talking, I was like, all right, like, it's getting a little repetitive. But then they, like, right when I was thinking that, they started doing that. So I think it was really kind of well orchestrated in that sense. But yeah, super interesting.
I've heard of, was it Krungabin?
Yeah.
I've listened to their stuff before. More of their newer stuff, Texas Sun. Although that seems very different than this.
Yeah.
This seems funkier to me.
That's more old R&B.
Yeah. Some of the, like, instrumentals reminded me of, there's a band called Tenari Wen. I don't know if you guys know about that band.
Yeah.
They're, like, Sudan. And they basically play, like, desert rock. And I don't know how to, there's, like, a vibe in the sound of what that is, and this kind of reminded me of that a little bit. But yeah, I love this. Yeah, this is good. I'd love to see them live. Maybe that's a goal for 2024.
Yeah, are they playing in the U.S. or somewhere nearby? That'd be cool.
Are they an American band?
Yeah, they're from Texas.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Yeah, and they're playing with, God, what is the guy's name? He's from Mali, Farkad Touré.
Yeah.
They have a song with him.
He's good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think his son, or is he the son? And he has
the son. And his father was also a prominent Mali and guitarist.
Yeah.
Because I went down that rabbit hole one time. Like, and I was like, okay. Where do I go from here?
Yeah, they would be fun to see live. They kind of, I feel like they would be good energy to see that. That would be cool. Really neat. Good stuff.
Yeah. Thanks, good choice. Eric. Yeah.
Like it.
Cool.
All right.
All right. The last song for the evening. I was thinking about what genres we haven't heard of since we started.
Like satanic doo-wop.
Yeah. Duh. But country was one that I don't think we've ever listened to a country-like no. song.
Oh, we've listened to some country.
Have we?
Yeah, because we listened to the Cleverleys, which they were...
I don't know if that counts. Down country. Low?
Country-ish.
Country-ish?
Country-ish.
That was more bluegrass, though, right? Wasn't that bluegrass low? Low, low, low?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not a lot. Definitely not a lot.
So this is not pure country, but the song is called Country Clubbin' by Paul Kalthin.
Okay. All right.
Home from pawn jeans, rusted truck, worn boots, couple bucks, early rising 9 to 5, hand to mouth, getting by, climbing higher up the ladder, bank account getting fatter, little old down, come from nothing, never would have thought I'd be country clubbing. Now it's 9 iron car, girl, get to take a full whirl, champagne shuffleboard, rednecks on the tennis court. Silver pad finds a gauze. They think I'm a superstar. First class, elbow rubbing. Now we're all a concert clubbing.
I wanted another verse.
Yeah, that was Country Clubbin' by Paul Kalthin. I first heard Paul, or listened to Paul. He has a song called Cocaine Country Dancing. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. You got to check it out. I've thought about bringing it on this podcast, but you should listen to it another time. I said, like, not, this is not traditional country. He does, like, a fusion. It's blend. And I think at the time when he released albums, or his first album, you know, a lot of people started giving him shit for, you know, like, well, it's not country. And it's pretty satirical. He's making fun of, you know, his situation, you know, becoming famous in what, you know, what's in a country club. You know, a bunch of rednecks and rubbing elbows with oil tycoons and all this stuff. But I just, it always puts a smile on her face. I love the lyrics. I love the blending of infusion of different genres that he's got going on. And his manly, raspy voice. It's pretty hot. That's it for me.
It was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And the instrumentation I thought was very interesting. But mainly it was the lyrics and the vocals. It's kind of over the top, but mm-hmm. It's good over the top.
Yeah, is there a music video for this?
I don't know.
Because I'm like that maybe. The whole time it was playing, I'm like trying to like picture the music video in my head because I feel like it could be really, really, like it would be hilarious. Yeah, I was the instrumentation was what struck me too. Honestly, I feel like I didn't. The lyrics, they were funny, but I feel like I was maybe paying more attention to the instrumentation because I was totally expecting country music. Mm. And then I was like, what? What is that? Is that like a Moog? Or I was like, is that a theremin? No, I think it was just like a Moog. Yeah, super interesting. Is that, I don't really know anything else by him. Is he typically like?
This is off his most recent album, which came out last year.
Okay.
The first song of the album is called Country as Fuck. Great song. And then there's a bunch on there where, again, he's more kind of talking about, like, getting famous.
Sure.
Getting involved in that lifestyle.
Where does he get play? I mean, he doesn't get it on traditional country stations.
I don't know. Play. That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know.
Because, yeah.
Where it's like, how is he fit, like... Where did his fame come from, or where does he get the money from? I guess. Yeah,
it's maybe sort of underground.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe. It's really interesting. Like, it's not. I think the juxtaposition of his voice, of his manly, raspy voice, mixed with the instrumentation that he chooses, is like, it's jarring, but also like it not in a bad way. Right? Mm. It's just very like, what? What is going on? Yeah, I would definitely check out more of his stuff. I feel like maybe somebody who listens to more country music might like appreciate some of the humor in mm-hmm. it a little bit more.
Probably.
Which is not necessarily me, but it's still like a fun listen. Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of sort of the real fringe country guys, sort of the outlaw movement of the 80s, like Johnny Paycheck, David Allen Coe, guys who just said, well, you know, we really don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sing our songs. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, he was performing at Washington's in Fort Collins last summer. We bought tickets, but then he canceled it. Because I think he got stuck in the snowstorm or, I don't know, something like that. Maybe it wasn't over summer. I don't remember. But
This guy. Yeah. I remember you talking about him. Okay.
But we didn't re-buy tickets or anything. So.
Yeah.
But maybe one day. I think it'd be a fun show.
How long has he been around for? Not long. I'm curious.
I will quickly Google it while...
I mean, I could probably look this up on my own. Maybe our listeners are interested in this question, but I'm just kind of curious, like if he's newer on the scene or.
I guess years active 2009, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
He started playing in an Americana indie folk rock band, singer songwriter duo.
Whoa.
With David Beck, I don't know who that is, but.
It's a lot of descriptors.
And then I think he started solo in 2016.
Newish.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, that was very interesting. Very different.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. All right.
Good choices all around.
Yeah.
Some good new tunes.
Yeah, well, thanks everyone for tuning in.
Hi to our friends. In Texas now, but moving to New Mexico.
Oh. Whoa, nice. Oh, good nice. Choice.
Hell yeah. Where in New Mexico?
Silver City.
Where's that?
That's southwest.
Southwest.
Okay.
You have to really want to go there because it's not on a main island.
Yeah.
It's not on the map.
It's on the map.
Oh.
But apparently, where they live now, there are no bookstores. Silver City, which is a little bit bigger, has 6 bookstores.
Whoa, nice.
Very important.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot. That's great. Well, good luck moving. Happy moving. Thanks for listening. Thanks to everybody else also who listened. If you've got any song suggestions, artist suggestions you want us to check out, leave a comment below. You can also let us know if we were wrong about anything.
We're never wrong about
anything.
On
the off chance, slim chance that we were wrong about something, you can let us know. But otherwise, we will see you again soon, or talk to you again soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.